Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about investing in the house building sector with smaller sums and not so much red tape. And we'll be looking at a new pan-European pension scheme and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that the 1% stamp duty on Irish share transactions has put companies here at a disadvantage compared to their counterparts in the US and Europe, the operator of the Irish Stock Exchange says. In a pre-budget submission, Euronext Dublin has called for the 1% tax to be abolished as it is making Irish shares more expensive and less attractive to investors. Euronext highlights in particular a particular issue with Irish incorporated companies that take out a listing in America where no stamp duty has to be paid on share transactions. And this is directly incentivizing trading to migrate offshore and penalizing domestic investors, Euronext Ireland says. The different stamp duty rules for Irish companies, depending on whether their listing is here or in the US, has contributed to a decline in Irish share listings, reduced domestic investment and weakened Ireland's capital markets ecosystem. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that Airgrid will pay landowners along its proposed north-south power line up to €50,000 for each pylon placed on their property. The electricity grid operator has confirmed in a new offer. The state company has written to farmers and other landowners on the route of the north-south interconnector running from Meath to Tyrone, setting out terms of a deal that will cost it a total of €40 million. The long-delayed interconnector is a high-voltage power line that will link electricity networks in the Republic and Northern Ireland, increasing the flow of power across the borders. Letters sent to landowners set out two options. One is a settlement agreement of €50,000 for each pylon placed on the individual land and €160 a metre for lines crossing the property. Euractiv reports that Brussels is considering limiting manufacturing supply chains. Instead of buying cheap 100% Chinese components, European companies would be forced to source them from at least three different countries. China is the principal global supplier of parts and components to Europe. Beijing single-handedly exports 47% of all materials needed to construct a final product entering the EU. On May 29th, the European Commission held an internal debate on the EU-China relations and manufacturing dependency as foreign subsidies disturb the market and pose a geopolitical threat. It also reviewed a proposal that could allow companies to buy a maximum of 30% to 40% of their parts from a single country. The remaining 60 or 70% would have to be split across at least three other nations.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.